This episode of Voices of the Elephant is sponsored by DayCamp for Developers. Listen for a special offer at the end of this podcast. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, we're here today with Jonathan Wage. Jonathan, you're one of the developers on the Doctrine project, amongst other things, and have been around PHP and worked even on the Symfony project. So I'd like to talk to you for a little bit today about your work and about some of the projects that you've worked on. I've got three questions for you. And the first one is, when you're working on an open source like project like Doctrine, what is the hardest thing about that?
I think it probably differs from person to person, but me personally, it's simply just keeping up. Since, you know, open source is built on people's spare time, you can have lulls, you know, in a month where you may not have any time to work on open source and things may pile up. That and kind of just managing everything and making sure that all the different people are doing things at all times to make sure that, you know, the project can move on, you know, if key people aren't there for weeks at a time. I'd say that's probably the most difficult thing. I mean, you know, that's the most difficult challenge that's hard to like solve. Then we actually have like technical problems on a day-to-day basis that, you know, we deal with, but I mean, those ones are more easy to get over. They're just more frequent. But as far as just managing the project and all the bureaucracy of running an open source project and those type of things, I think is the most difficult to deal with.
Good answer. Thanks, Jonathan. Speaking as a project leader from the perspective of the Doctrine project, what was the best new feature of PHP 5.3?
I think for sure probably namespaces. Like I was saying before, you know, a lot of the things in programming, it's a lot of the little decisions that make the, you know, the biggest difference in a project. And honestly, naming things is one of those things. A lot of the decisions that are taken really lightly in a project, like where something goes or what some code is named, can have, you know, a really long lasting effect on a PHP library's code. If you don't make the right decision in the beginning, you know, that's going to last forever and it could potentially haunt you forever. You know, on Symfony and Doctrine, we try hard to make the code age well and have a long life so that we don't have to end up hacking solutions into the code just to make a desired feature work the way it the way the user wants to. So I think, you know, putting a lot of thought into those type of decisions and using the namespaces in Doctrine or in PHP 5.3 helps you to think through all those things more thoroughly. And make sure that you don't miss something.
Interesting. Very good. Okay, final question. And I get asked various versions of this question a lot. So I'm going to try to put it generic enough so that it answers several different questions. How do you recruit new developers for the Doctrine project?
It's pretty difficult. Like, we don't really actively look. I mean, a lot of people out there in the PHP world are always looking to get into open source, but most people, you know, they want to get into it and get their name known and not have to put in a lot of work. And I mean, the truth is to be successful in open source and to be a part of a project, like, you really have to dedicate yourself. And that means working on things that, you know, you may not want to work on. And that's part of it, is maintaining your open source. If you don't maintain it, you know, then it's going to be hard to have a long life. So that's basically what we look for. Is we look for people who have committed for a long time, you know, that are passionate about what they're doing, and they're not doing it just for like their own personal reasons. Because a lot of times people do it for that reason, you know, they don't really last long. They'll, you know, do a bunch of commits in 1 week, and then, you know, you'll never hear from them again. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we just look for people that, you know, usually when they have the longevity and they are active in the mailing list and IRC and, you know, they really show they're passionate, you know, then we'll be more comfortable with asking them to actually join the core team. But I mean, you know, with GitHub these days, it's really difficult to say, you know, what is a core member? We have so many people contributing, and it's just, you know, GitHub has honestly changed open source a lot. So, you know, the quote unquote core member, you know, in a year may not even exist anymore, because it really will be open source and there won't be a closed team. It'll be essentially just kind of like a top level list of managers that just manage the upstream repositories.
Hmm. Excellent answer. Thank you, Jonathan. Real quick, what's your local user group?
We actually have, you mean like the Nashville one or?
Yeah, your local PHP user group.
Honestly, I think Ramsey runs it. I don't even know the website. I'm ill prepared for that.
That's okay. It's NashvillePHP.org is the website, because I happen to be in Nashville also. Jonathan, I want to say thank you for everything that you do. Thank you for helping make the PHP community special.
Thank you very much, Kev.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Voices of the Elephant. This podcast is copyright 2011 EICC Incorporated, and all rights are reserved. For more information on the podcast and to nominate someone to be interviewed, visit the website voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT. DayCamp for Developers is a one-day, technology-agnostic online training camp for web developers. We cover the topics that you won't find at any other conference at a price that every developer can afford. Visit our website today, daycamp4developers.com, and reserve your seat for the next class. As a listener of Voices of the Elephant, use the discount code VOTE to save $10 off your ticket. DayCamp for Developers. Invest a day in your career.